This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1676, How to Learn English Through Story.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Can you tell a good story in English that captures the hearts of your listeners? This is a skill that you will need in business and life. Today, Lindsay and Michelle talk about how you can build this skill to be engaging in English. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hey, Michelle, how you doing?
I'm good, Lindsay. How are you?
Good. Are you a storyteller? Do you like to tell stories?
I do like to tell stories.
Okay.
Yeah, of course I do. I'm a podcaster. You must like
You're a podcaster.
Too.
We like to speak. Yeah, I mean,
we like to talk.
Everyone has that friend, right? There's always that friend that, or maybe that's you, Michelle, someone that just tells drawn out long, long stories.
I don't think that's me. I think that's some dads that I know, though.
Some dads that you know. Okay. Yeah. So some people just really get into their own stories.
They
lose all sense of awareness as to whether people are paying attention, right?
Well, sometimes it can be really fun, like to listen to someone who tells a story in a really unique way, and it can be really like interesting. But then sometimes stories get long.
You have to
find that balance, I think.
Yeah, you got to check in with your audience and make sure that, you know, are they really interested? Are they listening? Right. And so that's where the face-to-face thing works. And by the way, our listeners can see us today, right, Michelle? Where can they see us? How can they see us recording this on video?
We are on YouTube. Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. I love it. Guys, like we said last time, if you want to see us as we record this, you can see our body language and our smiling faces. Come on over to YouTube and you'll search for All Ears English on YouTube and you'll see us right there and hit subscribe. We do publish 2 videos a week. 2 of these episodes every week are actually on YouTube as well. So very cool.
We should like have contests where somebody needs to like spot something from the video.
Oh, that's a great idea. Like a sort of a gorilla behind you or something.
I don't know what, but like, and then we like have trivia questions to see if people actually watched it.
I love it. Such a good idea. Yeah. I love it. We could have Poppy, our little, mascot here behind me here. Our listeners know who Poppy is if they were at the Japan Live event. So maybe we'll hear about that later. So, okay, Michelle, what are we getting into today?
Well, today we're talking about stories, right? We're talking about learning English through stories. So, I mean, when you have learned other languages, Lindsay, have you tried to learn through listening to stories?
Ooh, that's a great question. Not really. I've been gifted books in Spanish before. But I never quite got through them. I just found them too dense, too intense. So I needed someone to help me, like, think through the story.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be like books or something like that, but like just like listening to people telling stories, right? I think it's a different kind of speaking technique to tell a story than it is to have that back and forth conversation. Although storytelling should have a back and forth as well, I think.
It should. Yeah, I struggle a little bit with stories, just to be honest, because I do feel like I need that back and forth to feel in touch with someone, to feel in touch with the language. I need feedback. You know, I need to hear something back. I need them to respond to what I've said. So that's my challenge with stories. But hopefully we can solve that challenge today.
I hope so. Well, guys, we have spoken about storytelling on the show before many times. I'll just give you a couple episodes. We had 1545, How to Understand a Fast and Funny Story in English. And Lindsay, what was the other one?
And then episode 1025, going back even further, it was called Weird Tennis Moments and How to Tell a Crazy Story in English. Yes. That was probably some story I told about a tennis match. I don't know which one. Yeah. That was a long time ago, right? Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. Exactly. Guys, and there have been others as well. So, I mean, Lindsay, today we're just kind of getting to basics about learning stories. I mean, we're going to talk about why is it good to learn English by listening to stories. And like I said, I don't necessarily mean book stories, although I could. But here I'm really thinking about other people, listening to other people telling stories, and why is it helpful? Okay, yes. Not just how do we understand it, but why is this important? Lindsay, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is, you know, we need to be used to taking in a language in all sorts of different ways, with that feedback or without it. And I just want to call out, I know that our colleague Ollie Richards is his name. He does a lot about us learning with stories, like learning any language with stories. And his company is called Story Learning. So go and check him out, right? So you want to get to know what he does and to go deeper with this topic. This is really good stuff here. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, telling stories is just a part of real life. I mean, I think it's one of the most important types of listening activities you can do, because stories are everywhere. I mean, it doesn't have to be like, let me tell you like the biggest story from my childhood or something like that. Sometimes I'll ask students, oh, like, tell me a story. And it's like, because when people hear the word story, it's like,
oh, so you're like, saying they panic kind of, they just get stopped.
Yeah. But storytelling, let's think about what that actually means. Yeah. That's not only like, oh, this amazing story. Storytelling is just sharing something from your weekend. Connecting maybe an embarrassing or a funny story.
Yeah.
So that could be good to connect with someone. So we have to like kind of redefine storytelling.
Okay. The other thing that's good about learning through stories is that we hear different grammar tenses. As you guys know on this show, we don't always just talk the entire time in past tense or present perfect, past progressive. You're going to hear them all together in different ways. So you understand tenses better, right?
Yes. There are so many tenses mixed into just like one piece of a story.
It's true. Sorry, go ahead. No, I was going to say a lot of times when native speakers tell a story in English, they'll actually tell it in the present tense. Yep, and we've talked about this in the podcast before, but they do that even though it's something that happened in the past, they do that to pull you in and make it feel more pertinent, more present, more alive, the story, right, Michelle?
Mm-hmm. That is one of the, I always find that so interesting when
it is really interesting. Happens. Yeah. Yes. Do you do that? You do that, right?
I think everybody does that, everybody right? Does Don't you it. Think?
Yeah, I do. I know I do.
I think it's very common, very, very common. But if you're listening and you're like, wait, like, what? You do?
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
in the present tense now? That's why. So yeah, we have talked about that before. But that is a really fun technique. And also, I think it's useful for many aspects of your life. So it could be for your business life, your personal life, you know, sharing stories with coworkers, networking, just getting to know people, dating, right? You got to tell a good story on a date.
Oh, for sure. And I was going to say, going back to the business world, we know a lot of our listeners are global professionals. Yes. Guys, if you are at any level of leadership and you need to convince your company to go in one direction, you know, your department, you're leading a team, you need to inspire them. And the way you're going to do that is through telling a story, whether it's a story about the impact your product makes or your target customer, putting your team in their shoes and what it's like to be them. So powerful to tell a story rather than bring a chart out with data. People don't connect to data.
Yes.
They connect to the experiences of human beings, right?
Yeah. And also, if you think about it, interviews, job interviews.
Oh, yeah.
So many times when you're giving an interview answer, you're actually telling a story.
Yes.
You're connecting it maybe to now, but there's often like, tell me about a time when you you know, did such and such, right? Like that, and that's storytelling. So storytelling, like I said, we're like redefining what I think when people hear storytelling and it's like, ah, right? We have to think about what it really is and how it's so much more than what I think people initially think when they kind of freeze up.
Yeah, I love it because interview questions are pretty open-ended, like you said, Michelle. So it's up to you to take that interviewer into your story and get them excited, get them on board. We do this verbally through telling stories. So Michelle, how can we practice this? I mean, this is the point of today's episode. Show our listeners, now that we know that we need to tell stories, how do we practice telling stories?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, well, practice listening first, you know, listen, documentaries are a great thing to watch or listen to, right, to hear people share experiences in their interviews. I think documentaries especially have a lot of storytelling in them.
Yeah.
So those are good. Or just regular, you know, movies, look up, you know, search for monologues, especially because a monologue in a play or a movie is generally someone, very often someone telling a story or how they feel and why they feel. And so that could be a good place to look.
Right. And it's fun when these are done on Broadway through song, too. Right. Sometimes I don't know what that's called in a play when they sing kind of a monologue, but I guess it's just a solo performance. But that's also a cool way to learn. Right.
Yeah. And then there are certain episodes that websites might focus on, you know, storytelling or websites or podcasts, like, for example, The Moth.
That's good. Yeah.
That's
have you been
all
to
about
it?
Storytelling?
Yeah, have you been to the Moth performances before? Okay.
I haven't, but I've listened to them.
Yeah, I went to the, read it a little bit, but we went to a performance in Boston a few years ago. It was really cool, actually. It was really cool.
Oh, nice. That's really, I would love to do that one day. I mean, and in general, I think like, I don't know if it's at the Moth, but or other places too, where they're like storytelling. Sometimes there are competitions, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's good too. And then what's another way to practice story is listening or saying
them. With your conversation partner, you know, open up your language exchange or whatever it is by asking the person to tell you a story or asking them if you can tell them a story. Right. Give yourself that space because you don't always, you know, it's another way of learning, guys. So challenge yourself for it. Yeah.
Right. And just let's go through a few final tips of like how to do this, right? So one thing that I really encourage you to do is to listen to many kinds of storytelling.
Okay.
People, many different people telling stories. That's what I want. Find out, really pay attention to them in a different way. Find out what you like about how people tell stories. So maybe you really like someone's sense of humor. Maybe someone has an interesting tone of voice or way of pausing, right? And you can see if you can practice them and tell stories like different people just to practice like, oh, now I'm going to tell a story like I'm going to try and do my best Jerry Seinfeld or I'm going to try and do, you know, this actress or whoever it is. So actually practice telling a story like different people and like put some of those things together and try and develop your own style.
Oh, that's cool. I love that idea. Good advice, Michelle. Anything else that we can leave our listeners with here?
Yeah, just, you know, practice, you know, like listen to a story, maybe a story that I tell, like I'll have students do this. So maybe I'll tell a story and then I'll have them repeat the story back to me as if it's their own story. So that can be useful for memorization or grammar. You can practice it, like I said, with different tones of voice. So like you, if you are feeling pressure, like, oh, I don't know what story to tell, maybe think of a story someone has told you in the past. Like maybe your, you know, mom always tells you some story that you love and she has the funniest story. So practice telling that story. Take the pressure off just to practice.
Yeah, I could could see this doing us doing this someday in a live event. You know, we're going to start doing more group classes, live group classes at All Ears English. So I could see us adding this aspect, right? Someone is on the hot seat and they've been asked to be in the middle and tell a story. What good practice that would be, right? For someone to really get that practice and have people listen and maybe tell back their story. So good. So good.
Definitely. Definitely. Okay, Lindsay, any other points you want to bring up today?
No, guys, I'm saying it's not the only thing to do, just getting a native speaker and practicing conversation. There's so many other ways that we have to learn and should learn. And there's so much we can get out of it, especially in the business world. Being able to tell a story that captures the hearts of your customers or your team, that is huge. That's huge.
Right.
So try to build that skill. All right, cool.
Okay, guys, this was so much fun. Guys, come over, check us out on YouTube.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.